Morning, children. Are you all glad to be here this morning? Okay, let's start out with a song. Let's sing This Little Light of Mine. Let's do the motions. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Somebody else have another song? Jesus Loves Me? You all know that one really good? Okay, let's sing loud and clear. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. I forgot something. I need a quick run back and get something. All right, this morning I have a story to tell you, and it's about a man in the Bible that had a donkey talking to him. Do you all remember that, or do you all know who it was? Does anybody know who it was? Who was it?
Balaam.
Balaam, yep. Balaam the prophet. Balaam was a prophet of God, and he loved the Lord, but there were some things that he did in his lifetime that weren't very good. There was one time... King of Balak lived in Moab, and the children of Israel were coming through Moab. They were coming close to Moab, and they were killing a bunch of people and tearing down cities as they came through. And the king of Moab was a wicked king, King Balak. And he was getting scared that the children of Israel were going to come over and were going to take over Moab. So he knew Balaam. He knew Balaam was a man of God, and he was like, maybe Balaam would come down and maybe he would curse the children of Israel for him, that way that they could fight them and they could overcome them. Because he knew that the things that Balaam blessed were blessed and the things that Balaam cursed were cursed. So Balaam sends his Balak the king sends princes down to Balaam. And Balaam is a prophet of God. And so he sends princes down to Balaam and ask if he would come and come up and curse the children of Israel. And they offered him money and told him that they'd give him money if they'd come up. And Balaam's like, well, he'll have to ask God about that. Now, do you think that would be something that God would want him, Balaam, to do, to go curse the children of Israel? But Balaam was like, well, he needs to ask God. And I think Balaam really wanted the money. He wanted the riches and the fame that would come with cursing the children of Israel. But he decided to ask God. So he was like, the guys can stay here overnight, and he'll ask God about it. So the guys stayed there, and he asked God if he should go up and curse the children of Israel. And God was like, no, you shouldn't go. Actually, God says, God said, thou shalt not go up with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are a blessed people. So Balaam was like, well, I guess he can't go because God told him he can't go. So he tells the guys that he can't go because God doesn't let him go. So the guys go back to King Balak, and they told him about it. And Balak was like, what's going on here? Balaam, he can come up and curse the children of Israel. I mean, I'll give him money, I'll promote him. So he sends more princes down there to try to convince Balaam. And sends more princes, better ones, and sends money along down. And they come down to Balaam again. Yeah, wouldn't you just come up and curse the children of Israel? Because, I mean, they're going to come through here, they're going to wipe us out. And just come up, curse them, we'll give you a bunch of money. You'll be this popular guy. And Balaam, you know, God had already told him no, But Balaam goes and asks God again. And he was like, well, just stay here. I'll ask God again. Maybe if Balak gives me all his riches, I still couldn't come unless God says. But I'll ask God again. Maybe he'll let me. So he goes and asks God again. And the Lord said that he can go up if he only does what God tells him to. But he can only do what God says, nothing more, nothing less. So he was like, well, okay, at least I can go up there. God said I can go now. But in his heart, he knew that God had told him the first time he shouldn't go, but he really wanted to go because he knew that if he went up and cursed the children of Israel, he'd get money and he could become pretty popular. So he went along up, and they were going. They started out, and they get on their donkeys and start going down the road. And all of a sudden, Balaam's donkey just goes off the side of the road, and for no reason, or he didn't think there was any reason, all the donkey just goes down in the field, and he's trying to figure out what's going on here. He gets mad at the donkey a little bit, and they get back up on the road again and keep going. And then they come to this place where there's two walls on either side, and Balaam's donkey just, like, man, over against the wall, like, crushed his foot. And Balaam was, this time, he was getting a little upset. He was trying to figure out what the donkey's deal is. I mean, he never did this before. And so they keep on going, and I'm sure Balaam, in his heart, he was thinking, oh, yeah, if I go up there, if at least I can do something that the king of Balak will be happy, and he'll give me some money, and I'll get sort of popular. And he kept going. All of a sudden, they came to this real narrow place, and the donkey just stops right in the middle of the road, falls over, and Balaam is just like, this is the end of it. And he gets mad at the donkey, and all of a sudden the donkey opened his mouth and said, Balaam, why are you hitting me like this? And Balaam looks up, and Balaam's like, well, I mean, you've been doing all this stuff to me, and I mean, you never did this before. If I'd have a sword, I'd just kill you right here on the spot. And then the Lord, they were talking together. He was talking back and forth with the donkey a little bit. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel standing there, angel with a sword in his hand. And as soon as Balaam saw that, he fell down. And the angel was like, Balaam, why have you been doing this? And the angel said that he was standing in the way those three times that Balaam came through. Every time the donkey went out around, the angel was standing there, and the angel was going to kill Balaam, because God was angry at Balaam for going. But every time the donkey went out around, and Balaam was like, sorry, Lord, I've sinned. But instead of turning around and going back, he asked, well, what should I do? And then the angel said that he can go up, but he should not do anything else other than what the Lord tells him to say. So they end up going up, and they told Balak, they came up there to Balak, and Balak wanted him to curse the children of Israel. And I think Balaam wanted to too, but the Lord told him that he can't. And so he ended up blessing the children of Israel, and Balak ended up not being very happy at him then. But I'm sure he got some money through it all and stuff. But he didn't get popular like he was hoping to be. But you know, there's things in our lives that we can do. Like Balaam, you know, he wanted to do those bad things, those wicked things, to become popular. And you know, there's a verse in Proverbs that says, let me find it here. It says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And Balaam, you know, he went against what God told him to do. He obeyed God the first time, or he did what God told him to do, but God had said not to go. And then he asked God again. You know, there are some things in our lives that you growing up, or even once you get older, things that we'll face, that people will want to come and maybe pay us money, or I don't know, say we want to, maybe once you get older, somebody else come and pay you money. Hey, here's some money for you. You can have a couple $100 if you just say a lie. Say you did something, somebody did something. Here's a couple $100. Just cover it up and lie about it. There's many different things like that, or maybe they want us to cheat on a deal or something. Here's some money for you, just take it. And you know, there's many things like that. And even for you little children, sometimes maybe there's things that that maybe we know our parents wouldn't approve of, but we do it anyhow just to become, just to sort of become somebody or to be, do it to become popular. Or maybe we know that our parents don't want us to do that, but we do it anyways. And the Bible says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. And so that's something that we need to really, really be careful for, because Balaam, you know, he saw the riches, and maybe there's not always money involved or whatever, but you know, sometimes there are things that we could do that would be disobeying God to maybe become popular with the world, or maybe to gain more popularity. But the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil, and a good name is rather to be chosen. Good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And loving favor rather than silver and gold. So let's remember the next time that that we're tempted to do something like that, that a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. So with that, let's just stand. We can have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we just come to you this morning, and we thank you for these little children. We ask that you would just come and ask you just help them to be able to serve you, learn to grow up and serve you and follow you, Father, and help them to be able to follow your ways, follow you and obey you the first time, Lord, and not do like Balaam did. We ask that you just come and bless the children now. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now before you go back, I'd like to give you all a penny. And every time I'll give you this penny, this is to remind you that a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. So every time you think of a penny, remember that a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. Okay? You can go back to your parents.